The traditional greeting on this night so long ago was Shalom. Peace be with you. Be blessed. We're here to observe a party that goes terribly wrong. The Gospels don't say lots of details about Jesus' life. There's one exception. Reading through the Gospels, especially the Gospel of Mark, is rather like looking through a family album. The only exception to the scarcity of detail is the last week of Jesus' life. Some of that week is described in agonizing detail. Nearly 40%, almost half of Mark's gospel, is given to those final days. It is the week that literally changed everything. This is the night that changed Passover into a sacrament for us who follow Christ. The events of that 1 week began on the Mount of Olives. Even today, the mount's an amazing view of the city of Jerusalem. Then it had the imposing presence of the temple, the palaces, the Roman fort. The view must have been spectacular. Near the top of the mountain, Jesus sent two of his disciples to fetch a donkey to be his transportation into the city. As Jesus rode among the throng of Passover pilgrims who were making their way to the temple, those of the crowd began to greet him like royalty, like the Messiah. Mark 11:8-10 says, many of the people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they'd cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus went to the temple, looked around, and then went back outside the city walls. Many think that Jesus did that to make it more difficult for the authorities to capture him. Jesus spent the night in the village of Bethany. The next day, Jesus went back to the city. On the way, he passed a fig tree that had no fruit, although its leaves were such as to indicate the fruit's here, it's ready. Jesus went into the city, which, metaphorically speaking, also had no fruit. And he went into the temple complex. In the courtyard of the temple, Jesus overturned the tables of the money changers. The priest required everyone who made an offering to the temple to make it in only the official temple coin. So all other kinds of money had to be exchanged for it, usually at outrageous rates. Jesus chased out the people who sold birds and animals to people for sacrifices required by the law. Jesus made it clear he thought that they all were crooks. What Jesus did was at very least an act of civil disobedience that the authorities found extremely troublesome. It may have even been considered a riot or an insurrection. At any rate, after the cleansing of the temple, the authorities clearly wanted Jesus dead. Jesus taught in the temple courtyard, And then when night drew near, he left the city before the gates were closed for the night. We're not sure exactly which day, but apparently the next day, Jesus was having a meal at a home in Bethany. Sometime during the meal, a woman who is not identified in Mark's gospel came into the room with an alabaster jar full of perfume. It must have been something extremely extravagant and expensive. Some guess that it was worth a year's wages. How much perfume could you buy with a year's wage? She poured the perfume over Jesus' head. The response of many around the table was outrage at what they perceived to be wrongheadedness and waste. However, Jesus defended her, saying that she had anointed him for his burial. One of those in the room, Jesus' friend and disciple Judas, was so upset by the episode that he decided to turn Jesus in, and he went to the authorities. The authorities offered Jesus a reward, silver in Mark's gospel. The amount is not given. Some think that it was 30 days' wages. It may have been the very next day that Jesus went into the city to celebrate Passover. The Passover meal remains a traditional Jewish meal called a Seder. It's a feast. It's a time for family to be together, to draw closer to each other and closer to God. It's a time to pass on the law, the teachings of God to the next generation. We don't know for sure, but there is a long tradition of the Seder beginning with Hallel, praise. Typically, it is Psalm 113 through 118. It begins with, shout the praises of the Lord, everyone who serves him, come and praise his name. We call that meal with Jesus around the table the Last Supper. It was at once powerful, passionate, and a dramatic meal. Jesus knew he was betrayed. The meal was clouded by suspicion and confusion. There'd already been arguments on the road up to Jerusalem amongst the disciples about who was greatest. The meal became the symbol of all Jesus came to be and do as he passed the bread and the cup, announcing to his friends, this is my body, this is my blood. The meal ended with a hymn. Then the group, except one, retreated from the city to a place on the Mount of Olives, probably within sight of the temple. They went to a place called Gethsemane. Jesus had his friends wait while he went to pray. Mark's gospel captures Jesus' words and inner struggle simply. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Stay here and keep watch. Jesus prayed. His friends fell asleep. Finally, Judas arrived with a mob and betrayed Jesus with a kiss. All his friends ran away. One literally ran out of his clothes. The mob then took Jesus to the high priest's house, where he suffered a night of injustice, indignity, and finally horrible beatings. The Last Supper.
I am Philip. They call me the bean counter. I said to Jesus, 200 denarii of bread is not sufficient, that everyone may only have a little. Jesus blessed the small basket of fish and bread and fed thousands. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am Simon. I first followed Jesus for political reasons, but I became a genuine believer. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am Judas, son of James. I asked the question, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world? Jesus responded, saying he would reveal himself to anyone who loved him. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am Matthew. I was a tax collector. Jesus said, follow me. So I arose and followed him. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am Bartholomew, also known as Nathaniel. I said to Jesus, how do you know me? He said, behold, an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am Andrew. I was one of the first to be called. I brought Brother Peter to see Jesus. I was the apostle, also known as the collector of things. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am Peter, sometimes called Simon Peter. Jesus nicknamed me the Rock. I was the leader of us 12. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am James. Jesus gave me and my brother John nicknames, Sons of Thunder. I was one of three disciples Jesus permitted to go with him when he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am John. On my lips always was, my little children, love one another. This is the Lord's command, and if this alone we do, it is enough. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am Thomas. They say I am doubting Thomas, but my profound love for the Lord has always been with me. Jesus is the Messiah.
I am James, son of Alphaeus. I was known as James the Less. Although somewhat in the background, I was trained by Christ to further the kingdom of God. Jesus is the Messiah.
I'm Judas Iscariot. I followed Jesus, watched him teach and perform miracles, but Jesus could see into my breast.
My friends and apostles, we gather here. This will be the last time that we will share a meal together. It is a time of celebration and also a time of sorrow. But we come as friends and those that have worked on telling what is new about our God. We are thankful. But as we sit here tonight, this last time, before we commune together, I must tell you that there is one that is seated here with us that will betray me.
What?
Mm-hmm. It is truly a sad time. But I ask you, as my friends, and again, as my disciples, that let us share together in this last meal together. I ask you to pick up the bread, to break it, and say after me, this is the bread of the New Testament, we take and eat this.
This is the bread of the New Testament.
Likewise, I pick up the cup of wine that symbolizes the blood that will be shed for you, for all mankind from now on. Please drink this in remembrance of me and be thankful. We rejoice and ask that we go in peace together. Amen. Amen.